Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Live music, it's all returning almost back to normal. And I think it's playing into our hands nicely because there is a lineup coming to Craigmore Wines in Mudgee on Saturday, the 30th of October. And I might like to suggest it's the likes of which we've never seen before. And one of those performers is the one and only Kate Sobrano. If it's to be done on stage, on TV, on the charts, she's done it all. She's on live with me this morning. Kate Sobrano, good morning.
Oh, hi. I know. I'm very, very happy to say we're coming to town. The circus is coming to town.
Look, I say, you know, it's played well into our hands here because, yes, normally when these things come around, we see a few big names and some young and upcoming ones and some local acts, but this lineup is unprecedented.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? It's one of the best ones of its kind. I've been doing, you know, quite a lot of ensembles going in and around, doing spotted festivals in New South Wales and around. But The reason why I suppose Apia has gotten such a good brand name for so many years is that they know their public really well. They know exactly who they want to invite, who would love to see this range of artists. And I've got to say, I love the balance of the amount of women on this lineup because I haven't often seen a lot of that lately. Yeah. And, you know, they've got Wendy and Tanya Doka. I mean, it's going to be unbelievable. And all my other mates, of course, Russell Morris. Yep. Who I did Superstar with, Joe Camo, who I auditioned for once when I was a teenager and was sent away. Because I actually came to the audition after a really big night out and I walked in and I hadn't slept and he looked at me, he took one look at me and he said, turn around, walk out the door.
Oh,
you're not eligible for this.
Have you reminded him of that? I'm sure you have.
Always. Yeah. I'm like the one that got away. I said,
I'll bet. Of course, Daryl Braithwaite, Ross Wilson, Dragon, Richard Clapton. I mean,
massive.
Bachelor Girl, as you mentioned, it's just going to be an absolutely huge gig. And as I said, you know, we see one or two big names coming with some up-and-coming and some local talent, but this is just unprecedented. From go to woe, it's going to be an absolute sensation. And people will be absolutely loving the live music on stage. How has COVID treated you? 2020, the year that wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It rendered us all a bit numb. Like, it's like we got struck in the head really heavily and we sort of only just started coming out of the coma now. Mm. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
You know, a real king hit. Everything went off the board, all of the gigs for the 2 years that we had planned, including this one at the time. And anything that we had to, like, I don't know if musicians we don't tend to talk about this too much because it's just par for the course of doing what we do. But when we make money, usually we just reinvest it into next tours, you know, next albums. There's no one giving us handouts to do those things, right?
No.
And touring, in effect, is the only way we really get to make it work. You know, without the audience there, we're just like a fart in the dark. It's just the audience puts us there on the stage and suddenly we exist and, oh, COVID without having an audience was just, oh, it was, well, look, I don't even want to go back there. All I can say is I'm so glad we're starting to walk away from it and starting to plan for the future. It's awesome.
Yeah, it certainly is. And it's great to see from a punter's point of view that we can get back out and see live music. I know Mossy's got some shows. He's touring around as well. And they're coming to the Central West, which is absolutely fantastic because no one's going abroad at the moment, obviously.
No, I know. You guys are going to, I think it's going to replenish all of our regions and bring so much optimism to the fact, well, just being Australian also because people are showing up to gigs because they want to be in commune with each other. They want to be there and see that everyone's living a life and they're coming back to life, you know?
Yeah.
Australian artists will never be more important than right now. We've got a bit of a window, I think, too, because the internationals aren't coming over right now. It sort of gives us a bit of a chance to get our own gig on.
Yeah.
And maybe we could find ourselves some more superstars as well. Ones that will carry us on and through the next decades. Because, like, you know, we've made 40 years. We've put a 40-year investment, most of us, and for some, 50. There'll be a time when the old guard will have to replenish and we want Australians. We want to have Aussie artists.
Yeah.
And so this is a great chance, great chance.
Agreed. Have you been recording?
I have, and I had an album which came out of the gates after COVID, which I recorded in COVID in Victoria called Sweet Inspiration. Came out top five on the ARIA charts, which was like bloody beauty.
Wow.
I know. Amazing. And that's actually put me now, this is a big stat and it ages me to tell you this, but it puts me now of having had a top 10 album every decade for 5 decades.
Wow. That is an achievement. That is a huge achievement. Congratulations.
I'll have it stuck all over my walking frame when I see you next.
Okay. Look, tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. and you can get them Sunset Sounds or just go to empiretouring.com. They're available from Ticketek. It's going to be absolutely huge. Let me run through this lineup once again for you. Of course, my guest this morning, Kate Sobrano, will be there with Daryl Braithwaite, Russell Morris, The Black Sorrows, Richard Clapton, Dragon, Ross Wilson, Shannon Knoll, Wendy Matthews, and Bachelor Girl. You've never seen a lineup like this, and they're coming to Craigmore Wines on Saturday, the 30th of October, an absolute killer lineup. And she's with me this morning. How can we get this album that you've released?
You can go to JB Hi-Fi. I mean, the best way to do it is to go and do that. Go and get on to any place, you know, you go and buy a CD or you pre-order your CDs. Remember, everyone I speak for myself, that streaming is great, but to keep the industry alive, go and get yourself a copy because they're good to have anyway. They're good to have as a sort of a memento. How about that?
Absolutely.
I'll be out there spooking it with all my mates. And I'll be like Joe Camilleri, who was formerly a greengrocer. He told me this. It's going to be like a spruik-off in the lobby for merch.
Get your CDs, get them hot.
No, that's right. No, get your CDs over here. It's going to be like the Easter show.
Very good. Kate Sobrano, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you. Look forward to catching up soon. Thanks for your time this morning.
See ya. Bye. Thank you. See you later, honey. We'll see you out there.